In just a minute, Bill makes like Q-Tip and checks the rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, immigration officials in the UK are concerned that some people may be engaging in fake marriages to citizens so they can stay in the country. So interrogators have been demanding that husbands tell them what?
Oh, to tell them they're it's like a newlywed game. They ask the husbands what are the wives, you know, particularly sensual areas.
That's no, I think is just what I'm gonna say. But you're right, they are asking the husbands to name something intimate. I think these are sometimes called intimates, in fact.
They ask what kind of underwear the wife wears?
Exactly, specifically
that is ridiculous.
What color underwear their wife wears. Yeah, this is the idea. It's like,
my husband would have no idea.
Well, that's the thing.
80% of the U.S. women would be deported.
Right. The interrogator.
And how presumptuous to think people are wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It turns out that people were saying, well, what color is your wife's underwear? And these guys were going, I don't know. Well, we don't think you're really married. And people got upset. And in fact, the Home Affairs spokesperson, agreeing that this practice was inappropriate, said, quote, I have been in a genuine marriage for over 28 years and would not know the answer, which was, you know, very nice of him to say. But the scene turned ugly when the immigration secretary responded, oh, your wife? Usually purple.
I hang my laundry, so my neighbors know my underwear color.
Oh, well, that woman down the street, I don't know her name, but she does have those orange bloomers that flap in the wind.
They do flap
Wait,
in the wind,
I have a
too.
Question, though.
Yeah.
How would they even know if he was right? Do they have the wife in the... Is it like the newlywed game? Is the wife in the other room naked?
That is a really good question.
She holds up a card.
Right?
She comes in. I'm sorry, you are deported. Your wife said yellow, and you said purple.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Paula, those frozen food cases in the supermarket,
they
may soon get an upgrade. A freezer case unveiled at the National Retail Federation show this week does what when you walk up to it?
It asks you what you want.
No, although it actually can tell something about you without asking.
It can tell what you want?
I'm just going to give it to you because I don't want to continue to give you hints. Yes, it can determine your mood by reading your facial expression.
Wait, the freezer can?
The freezer can,
so
yes.
So it's like you just broke up. Here's a pint of ice cream.
It's very much like that. Oh, my God, here's 2 pints. Well, the way this works is the case using facial recognition technology in a way that probably annoys the person who invented facial recognition technology. It reads the gender... can tell if you're a man or a woman, and then it reads your facial expression as you look at different products and determines how excited you are about the product and then sends that information to the store, the manufacturer, so they know, oh, people get really excited when they look at the pizza or people are unhappy when they look at the frozen halibut steaks or whatever it may be.
It can determine your mood.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, because of technology, we have become so distant from one another that we can't read one another's facial expressions. I love it that we're making a freezer that can.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, your spouse doesn't know what the hell's going on with you, but the freezer is very sensitive.
The freezer
knows what color underwear you have on.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Think of how many marriages this is going to destroy.
I know.
Yeah. I've met someone. or something.
Yeah.
And it fills my every need.
It understands me. Yeah. It understands that what I need deep inside is a tombstone pizza.
Yeah.